This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. For a long time, I've raised questions in my commentary about the efficacy of routine prostate cancer screening, PSA tests, for middle-aged men at average risk of prostate cancer. Yes, prostate cancer is a horrible illness, but the PSA test just isn't accurate, and it's plagued by serious problems. Well, finally, last week, after carefully reviewing all the scientific evidence, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force issued its newest recommendation. They said that most men shouldn't bother getting the test. The benefits are too small. Part of the problem is that most older men will eventually develop abnormal cells in their prostate. Unfortunately, we've labeled these abnormal cells as cancer cells. But the truth is, the vast majority of these men, the cells will never affect their life in any way. For those who do decide to get treatment, nearly half will be plagued by serious side effects like impotence or incontinence. Now, you may wonder why it's taken so long to publish these recommendations when the science has been very clear for a very long time. The answer is that our scientific community has been way too timid and fearful of standing up behind and defending good science in the face of political and emotional opposition. The opposition to most good medical guidelines, or for that matter, good science in general, are those who feel the science stands in the way of their money, their power, or their self-interest. Be they urologists in the case of prostate cancer screening, oil companies in the face of offshore oil drilling, or banks in the face of improper loans. It was nearly 3 years ago when the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force was ready to issue these prostate cancer guidelines, but they got broadsided by a related political storm. That was when the same task force issued recommendations against routine mammograms for women between the ages of 40 and 50 who had only an average risk of breast cancer. Again, the debate wasn't around the science, it was around the politics, the money, and the self-interest. But at last, the task force has mustered their courage and tackled an issue that is certain to result in political controversy. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is exactly the group of scientific experts who should make these recommendations. And they did. Bravo. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.